Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. I probably should have, I'll send a text out, but I'm pleased that we're all pretty much here. So first of all, guten Zomer to everyone. Guten Zomer. To confirm, she will be, as of today, she is starting at 10 past. As always in the summer months, we have she from 10 past till 22. We'll be starting actually very much of a new topic, which is a new area, the rules of Hilchos Brachos, which is actually very much a fascinating topic. So it's not so much specifics about which bracha do you make on which food. It's much more about the rules of all the brachas. That will be from Simon Reish Tess on, and then leading on to other fascinating topics, the unknown halachas of brachas, such as, you know, we're going to be talking about Hagomel, about Birkas Hanenin, Birkas Hashmach, the interesting brachas that are not so common. All those will be covered over the next few weeks in Mitzvah Hashem. Mishnah Shir to continue Mitzvah Hashem, ibli given by Rabbi Ketenkish. And whoever else would like to join, absolutely. Right. Okay. So that's in terms of the Shia. Also, just a small thought before we proceed. It's interesting that the Ramban asked the question that why is it that Ramban asked the question. We find that Pesach has got a Chol HaMoed and then last days, and similarly also Sukkot has got a Chol HaMoed and then last days. He wonders and he ponders about what about Shavuos. That Shavuos doesn't have any second days, and it doesn't have any Chol HaMoed either. Hence, the Ramban famously is mechadash that the Chol HaMoed of Shavuos actually does exist. And the way he puts it is that the days between Pesach and Shavuos, those are the Chol HaMoed days of Shavuos. So Shavuos is interconnected between the first days, meaning Pesach, and the last days, meaning the actual Shavuos, the Ontem of Shavuos. These are the Chol HaMoed. So it's not just a few days, it's actually all the Oymer connects Pesach and Shavuos, which is a fascinating thought one has to think about. But one has to, obviously, first, more than anything else, one has to wonder a little bit that what makes into a Chol HaMoed. It's obviously, there is a certain amount of limited Issa Melachos, what we normally have. Issa Melachos, to an extent, there's an Issa Melachos on Chol HaMoed days, on Pesach and on Sukkot. Obviously, this doesn't apply during the Oymer, obviously. So what is a Chol HaMoed? What does it mean that it's a Chol HaMoed? What does Ramban mean by saying that it's a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos? What does that mean? Just because it's in between, what does that mean? So what the Mefarshim explain is that it connects the two Yom Tovim. There's an intrinsic connection between the Yom Tovim, such as, just like we find on Pesach and on Sukkot, that the connection is a meaningful connection between, meaningful Ruchnis, the connection between the first and the last days of Yom Tovim. Similarly, also there's an intrinsic, extremely meaningful and important connection between Pesach and Shavuos. And this has to be understood. What is that? What is that? What is that connection? What is that deep intrinsic connection that one couldn't be without the other? One couldn't be without the other. And the answer, obviously, is that there's no point going through Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no point going through a Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no point having a Cheiros if it doesn't lead towards a certain goal. And that's Kabbalah Satorah. All the nations, Chassam Sofer writes in the Ramosh, as well, all the nations have independence days. All the nations. It's not about England, actually. Doesn't have an independence day, so we're still waiting for it. Maybe the Brexit. But all the other nations have an independence day, and that's a very Pesach is not to be seen as an independence day. Cholila, it doesn't mean just the freedom of slavery. It doesn't mean that. Obviously, the whole freedom was, the whole cheirus was meant for a very, very specific purpose, and that's Kabbalah Satorah, which followed 7 weeks later. So the whole idea of Pesach is by definition, by its very, very definition, it's not just the independence of slavery, it's obviously leads towards Shavuos. And that is the connection, that's why it is the Chol HaMoed, that's why the Ramban puts it, as it were, as a Chol HaMoed. And obviously the best thing to do in terms of preparing ourselves in those holy days of Chol HaMoed towards Shavuos, very obviously, is what we're doing right now, and this should be seen as a honor to great Aliyah and steiging in these days of preceding Shavuos. We should be zoicha to have a gewaltige Kabbalah Satorah mitzvah Hashem. I hope you had a very nice Yom Tov and days of Aliyah and of Steiging, and you enjoyed the beautiful days of Yom Hamatzes, Yom Cheruseinu. And we, having said that, we're ready to proceed. We see in Reish Tes, Dinei Tos, Bosofik Bevirkes Hayayin, page 240. There's an abundance of Mishneh Berurahs, whoever wants. There's an abundance of our editions of Mishneh Berurahs available in the back. So whoever needs, there's really available. Okay. So we're going to be learning now Sif Aleph, which discusses various potential mistakes in Brachas. And we're going to be starting with the opinion of the Rambam, which says the very surprising indeed halacha, which is the following. Lokach kois shel sheicha. A person took a cup of beer. Very relevant. There's a minhag, some people, I don't know, does anybody have the minhag to make havdalah on beer? Anybody have a minhag to make havdalah on beer? No? I know that some, yeah, you have a minhag to make havdalah on, I'm saying a motzah pesach tafke. Motzah pesach tafke. My grandfather, Zichron Livracha, used to say that there was a minhag in many countries to make havdalah dafke on beer. But the question, the problem was always a bit of a problem. Oh, very good. It was always a bit of a problem. So my grandfather said that there was in his days, there was in Hungary, there was a goy that always found out when he used to sell his, he used to have his keep his shop open. Tafka on Motzei Pesach for din, that he should be able to the goyim of yesteryear. Then you had to, unlike the contemporary Tesco's who are sold out of Shreddies at 8 o'clock in the morning. So the goyim of yesteryear, they knew how to time their shoppings according to the Eden. So, yeah, there's such a minute in Asur, actually, my Shver showed me, there's a Makoyer in the Targum, actually, that when you daf could do Havdalah on Chometz, on Matzah Pesach. So anyway, so lokach koy shel sheicha, a person took a cup of beer, or shel maim, alternatively of water. And he was thirsty, he wanted to drink. Ve'pasach, and he opened, ve'oma, and he said, Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. And he obviously, he wanted to make the boch of shakol. So he took a cup of beer or of water, being thirsty, and he wanted to make shakol. Al das lo ima shakol, and he wanted to make the boch of shakol. And he made a mistake. For a minute, he just forgot. And he said, Bori pri hagofen. He said, instead of Boruch Atah Shakol Nimidvoroi, he said, Bori pri hagofen, which obviously is the wrong bocha. So the halacha is, Ein machzirin oisoi. He does not, says the Shulchan Aruch, have to go back and now make a shakol. He can stay with a Bori pri hagofen. Why? Why? It's completely wrong, but why can he stay with it?
It's not.
You're not, but you have it really. It says, Shulchan Aruch explains, Mipnei, because Shebeshah, at a time, Sheiske Shem V'malchus, at a time that he mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, when he said Shem V'malchus, Shem Eker HaBrocha, is a key word, which is the Eker of the Brocha, is when you mention Hashem's name, according to the Rambam. When he said, Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu, he wants to say the right bracha. It was a slip of the tongue. He made after his Bori Hagofen. But whilst he was saying the Ikra bracha, which is, Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu, then he had the right intention. It's true, he messed it up in a second. But whilst he said the key words, Hashem Elokeinu, he had the right intention, therefore, he is Yoytze B'di'evet, Rabbi Yosef, according to the Rambam. Ein machzirin oisoi. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Yeah.
What does he lose out by Tech Kedei Dibu?
Correct. You're right. We're going to be learning about Tech Kedei Dibu, and this is Seif Beis, and in Seif Beis, we're going to learn the Tech Kedei Dibu works, and here the halacha would apply as well, the Tech Kedei Dibu would work. We're talking about a scenario that there was no Tech Kedei Dibu, and the Chiddush hence is much greater. That there was no Tech Kedei Dibu. It's true that if you remember Tech Kedei Dibu, see Seif Beis, which will be discussed. But even if it was yours, even if it wasn't something, it's himself like Tech Kedei Dibu. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Not happy.
Yeah, so is the Mishnah Berurah also not happy. It will be any two brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Aleph, Ein Machzirin Oisoi. Zehu Das HaRambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Aval Roiv HaPoiskim, but the majority of the Poiskim, the Kimat Kulam, and nearly everybody, Chorikim Olav, disagree with the opinion of the Rambam, Veiskimu, and they agree, to Loi Azlinon Basa Daitoi, we don't go according to his opinion, according to this opinion, Kevin, since Shibapiv, Hoitzi, Brocha, Sheinu, Ruyo, Leoisa, Amin, since he actually verbalized words which were not relevant, you're not Yetzi B'Dievet, Lo Yotza, you're not Yetzi, Machzir, and you have to go back. So, Mishnah Berurah says, V'kosva achorim v'achorim, right? The Chen Yish Lohus, that's how we need to paskin. We've got a case over here of a Mishnah Berurah paskining against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch goes with the opinion of the Rambam, and he doesn't even bring Cholkim on that. But Shulchan Aruch holds, like the opinion of the Rambam, that if you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and then you mess it up, you are Yoytze B'Di'abet, Mishnah Berurah says, this is not the Halacha. We don't paskin like that. Rather, if you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and you have the right intention, but you mess it up by saying, Baruch Atah Gofen, and it was a cup of water, B'Di'abet, you're not Yoytze, and you have to go back to saying the right Baruch. This is what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. I don't know which Gemara you're referring to. I don't know. And I don't know how the Rambam would learn the Gemara. I don't know. I don't know. I probably don't know.
Well, if the Rambam doesn't say that it's wrong, then he obviously agrees with it.
Why is he not explicitly cholek? It could be, I don't know the opinion of the Rambam, you're right. It's very likely that he agrees with the Rambam. So you're asking, where does the Mishnah Berurah get the koach from to b'cholek on, are you saying, what are you asking on the psak or on the statement? Yeah. Yeah, I hear. It's a very valid point what you're making. I think the answer is because Mishnah Berurah says, Roif poiskim, v'kimat kolom cholkim olav. So that it's true that the Rambam is a very real opinion, and it's true that it could even be that, I don't know what the Rambam's opinion on that is, and could be that Achroinim would do paskin like the Rambam, but he said that Roif, the consensus of the poiskim is not to go with that opinion. I'm just thinking, there is a Ramah over here, but I'm not sure anymore. One second, let me see if there is a Cholik explicitly on this. I'm going to be able to do Yain, but so for sure, Maim. For the past, I had died to the Masha, I could have done it. No, you're right, it's always a good Aura. I like you, Aura. I suppose the point is that the Mishnah Berurah feels that the Roiv Achroinim Paskin, unlike this Rambam, despite the Shulchan Aruch's opinion and potentially even the Ramah. Rabbi Sai, talking Lomdish, what does that teach us in terms of us? So we don't pass like the Rambam. Okay, fair enough. We don't pass like that, as the Mishnah Berurah says. But what does it teach us about a Brocha? Yeah. Do you agree? There's a Chiddush over here. So it's true, we don't pass like the Rambam. We don't go that far. But surely we do see one point over here. That according to the Rambam, the key point of the bracha is the name of Hashem. And it's not the ending. So it's true, we don't pass in mamash like that. But we do see that an extreme importance of the bracha to Hashem Elokeinu, part of the bracha, is a critical part of the bracha. So even could be that we don't pass in like the Rambam, but his approach towards the bracha, I think, is something to be considered and to be stressed. No, you won't. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch continues to the second case, and that's the Yesh Oimim Sheim Lokach Kois Sheicha Oimayim. Some say that if you take beer or water, the Sovu Shel Yain, and you think that it's wine, ופסח, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, על דעת לא ימבר פרי הגופן, ונזכר שהוא שכר או מים, וסיים שהכל יוצא. שולחן ערוך says, what happens if you took a cup of beer or water, which you're meant to make shakol in it, and you thought that it's wine, and you said, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, and you intended to say burpee agafen on it. You thought that it's burpee agafen, but you finished off last second, and you said the right bocha, you're still yotze. So that's the opposite case. You think, you have this cup of water, and you think that it's actually burpee agafen. You think that it's burpee agafen. And you say, boch ato Hashem elekenim elech oilom, and you think you're going to make agafen, and suddenly you say, oh, actually, no, I'm going to make shakol on it, and you make shakol on it, you're still yotze. Although you had the wrong intention when you said Hashem Elokeinu. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Aruch, you are yotze. And the Ramah here adds, the Rambam would... No, you're right. That's not true. It doesn't. It doesn't. That wouldn't go according to the Rambam. This wouldn't go according to the Rambam.
Well, not necessarily right that the Rambam wouldn't go like that. The Rambam said in the previous case it was the Yevad that the Ikka was the Shem Marcus. But here you said a correct bracha. Mamanashav. You can't say that the Rambam would necessarily
possibly
the bracha.
Why? What's the Cheshbon again? Because I seem to remember you're right. I just don't remember the Cheshbon.
So then that Kavanah can possibly, it sounds like the Rambam is switching it around, saying the right Kavanah can be the Yevad Matir, but it doesn't say that. Let's carry on with the Ramah here. Even more so, if you had in your hand wine,
you had wine in your hand, for Sovah Shemaim, and you thought that it's water, for Pasach, and you started off the Bracha, Daita, Loima Shakol, you thought, you wanted to say Shakol, and you said, Bracha to Hashem, Elokim, Elech Olam, and you intentioned to say Shakol when you said the name of Hashem, Benizka, and then you remembered, and you chabbed, Vech Bor Pri Agofen, and you said, ultimately, at the end, you said the right Bracha, Shoyotze, Yoyotze, Sherafim, Sim Shakol, Yotze, even more in this case, because over here, even if you would have said Shakol, but Yavet, you'd be Yotze. As we know, the rule is, but Yavet, if it's a Shakol, you're Yotze anyway. So if you not only that you ended off saying Shakol, which but Yavet, you'd be Yotze, but actually you've sorted it out by saying the right Boch at the end. So certainly you're Yotze, but Yavet. So the Ramah says that called Shekain. Mishabur explains if Cotton Gimel, al das. I forgot the Mishosh is Kashem Malchus, although when he said the Shem Malchus, Ikabach, which Ikabach, his intention was al Brocha Sheino, Ruyo, which was on a Brocha, which was not the right Brocha, Leusa Minklal, Hafilochi, nevertheless, Kimin Shechasim as a Brocha, his Kippur, if you again, Yotzebed Yavet, since, Lemaisa, you said the right Brocha at the end, but Yavet Yoyotze. So that leads into an interesting discussion over here. That's a really interesting discussion. We're learning that, what's the story of what we're learning? That's Ha'orah number two over here, which I saw in other Sforim as well. What's the story that we're learning? That if you said Hashem, the name of Hashem, that's the main part of the bracha. Rabbi said, what will be the halacha in the following case? Has that ever happened to you? You're eating an apple. No, you know what? Can you give me a shakol case, please? You're eating something shakol. Okay, you're having a... You know what? Okay, no. Let's think of something. Okay, you're having a drink. Okay, you know what? You had a cold drink. You had a cup of apple juice, and you made Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Hachom Shakol Limidvoi, and then he drank, 2 minutes later, you want to have more drink. A minute later, literally a minute later, and somebody pours you a cup of Coke, I don't know, and it's being brought to you now. And then by mistake, you take the cup of Coke now, and you're saying, naturally, you're saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, because you're just about to make a new shakel, and then you realized, oh no, I've actually made a bracha already. I can't make another bracha. I can't make, this was lying on the thing. I can't make another bracha on the Coke now. I can't. But then, as you're saying, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you see that there's an apple on the side. You see the apple on the side, you know, oh, what can I do now? You know, what would you say? I've the apple on the side. You're going to swiftly put a Coke away, grab the apple, and finish off the bracha by saying, wait. So does that work or not? Again, the shaila is, you made it a shakel on a drink, and you drank already. And now you offered another couple, you want to have a Coke, and you just get, the Coke is being given over. You're making a bracha about the shakel, but you can't make shakel on it because you just made the shakel on a drink in a second earlier. Now you're about to say bracha to Hashem, and then as you say bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, you realize you're making a mistake. It's a bracha she'eino tzricha, or bracha le'atola, and then you see an apple on the side, and then you want to make it, you want to switch it onto an eight. Can you do this? Yes or no?
Yes.
No, I had no intention. I had intention of making bracha le'atola.
So then you can't.
So you say, what would you tell him? Go for your bracha le'atola. Go for your bracha. And then, what would you say? But yeah, but you should do that. You should do that. Well, the question is this better? My question is it better to make her eight? Or is it better to finish off the bracha and then say, Lamdeini Chukecho? I don't know. Or Lamdeini Chukecho? Yeah, probably Lamdeini Chukecho. You say, I should say Lamdeini Chukecho rather than her eight. But that's my question, basically. Am I better off making Lamdeini Chukecho? Is it better to make her eight? That's basically my question. Her eight. Yeah, okay.
So my second question is really, does it make it more complicated that he wants to switch from a mashka to...
No, I ignore that point. It's not, I didn't mean to make a difference. No. Leave it even if it's all food, all drinks, or it's irrelevant.
My question is, well, let's say you've got a wine, and by mistake you say shakol.
So that would be obiotza. That's an obiotza, yeah. Yeah. Rabbi, the halacha is, according to Rav Eliashiv, that you should not do so. You should not make this into eights. And this is very much based and in line with halacha that we learned now in this seif. We learned in our halacha that the key element of a bracha is bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech. That's the key element of a bracha, and you shouldn't change off. That's the yesoid. That's the neshama of this halacha that we're learning now. That's the lomdus of the halacha. That's the concept of the halacha. We don't pass like the Rambam, you're right, but the yesoid is still true. The yesoid, that the key concept of the bracha is. So he still feels it's better to say Lamdeini Chukecho rather than. So is it that far we do pass like the Rambam? So far we do go. So I don't know if everybody agrees to that, and it can't chance out that people are chaylik on that, but the Yisoid, Rav Yashiv certainly holds that you should rather make a Lamdeini Chukecho rather than switch, because the key, because it's a bigger b'di'evet to be mesayim the bracha differently. It could be that Birkas HaMitzvot is different, but certainly with regards to Birkas Brachos on food, that's the way one should do according to Rav Eliashiv.
What happens if you've already gone past Lamdeini
Chukecho, then, or you can just say Brachos on food? Yeah, then, you have said what? You've said
Brachos on Hashem, and again, in Melech HaOlam, and then you realize, hang on a second.
So
now all you can do is you can say Brachos on food, you can't say Lamdeini Chukecho anymore.
I can't go. I can't switch to eights anyway anymore.
No,
you can still switch to eights, but you can't say
right. Okay, so the yes. So the answer for that is probably going to be that besides the fact that Lamdeini Chukecho, we didn't speak about it yet. I want to speak about it another time. There's also other psukim you could potentially say, such as Pardon? And there's other psukim as well. So the answer to your question is that even in that case, you wouldn't go back. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to recap what we covered tonight, B'siyat Ishmael, we said that the Rambam holds that if you take a cup of water and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and you want to say Shahakol, and by mistake you say Bre'pi Agofen, you don't go back, because when he said the main part of the bracha, you had the right thing in mind, and therefore you're yotze b'di'evet. The Mishnah Berurah argues, and he says we don't paskin like that. We learned in a different case that if you took a cup of water and you thought that it's wine, and you want to say b'rei agofen, and you said shakol at the end, you're yotze b'di'evet. And we spoke about an interesting case: if a person makes a bracha and he by mistake realize that what he's about to do is a bracha levatala, he should rather go for b'zalan de nechukecha rather than changing after having said bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. We'll continue more about this interesting set of halachos tomorrow, Bezer Hashem.